Hey then, welcome to Making Positive Psychology Work, the weekly podcast where we uncover tested practical ways to help people move from functioning to flourishing at work so together we can better navigate the incredible challenges and opportunities our world faces. I'm your host, Michelle McQuaid, and what you probably don't know about me is that in high school I was quite the table tennis champion. Oh yeah. Thank you so much for joining me for lesson number 25 of Making Positive Psychology Work. I'm so glad you're here because today we're talking to Paloma Lopez, the Global Sustainability Director for Kellogg, who is responsible for embedding sustainability into Kellogg's growth strategies and commercial plans and delivering on their sustainability commitments. Now, among her recent projects, Paloma helped lead the launch of the Kellogg Origins Program in sustainable agriculture in Europe and is now helping roll it out globally with a special focus on smallholder farmers and women. But what you probably don't know about Paloma is that she left her home country of Spain at the age of 17 to play Division I college tennis with a scholarship in Northern California. Welcome, Paloma.
Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate you having me.
Paloma, you spoke earlier this year at the wonderful Positive Business Conference that's held every year at the University of Michigan about what employees are looking for from companies and the importance of finding purpose within. What were you hoping people would take away from your session?
Well, I think the practical challenges, but also opportunities of how companies are embedding purpose within their day-to-day, but also within their strategies.
So how do companies do that? Because, of course, you know, embedding purpose is a popular theme. Most organizations these days are trying to look for ways to do it. But the practicalities of pulling it off and pulling it off authentically, I think, are far more challenging. So what have you done at Kellogg to actually really make that work?
Well, I think the first most important thing we've done over the last couple years is as we worked on our 2020 growth strategy, we also developed a strategy called our heart and soul strategy. And this is the first time that we essentially create a strategy that is the backbone of our growth strategy, which essentially speaks about who we are as a company and how the work we do around how we deliver our purpose within society and in partnership with our employees and many of our partners is just as critical and important to our growth. So by having a soul and heart strategy that is critical to enabling our growth strategy, we are sending a message to our own employees, but also externally to all of our key stakeholders and the people who buy our food, saying this is very important to us. And it's so important. We've got a strategy and we've got robust work streams and programs that are going to be continue to deliver on this purpose of ours. So strategy is a really important component. It is not the only one, but it is one that shows that this work and that purpose is truly fundamental to the company.
How do you get leadership to buy into that kind of strategy? Did the heart and soul strategy come from the top? Or was it something that your executive team decided, yes, this is a priority for us and that we want to lead from the top? Or did it grow up more from the middle or the bottom of the organization and then leadership were convinced to take it on board?
Purpose within Kellogg has a long history, and I truly mean it. We've got over 110 years of history, and our founder was a great philanthropist, but also someone who did a lot of work at the time with supporting biodiversity, giving awards to farmers, and he was very engaged in things that today we call sustainability, but also community work. And I think that's a really important part of the story. Fast forward into the last decade, we've seen an increased awareness from within, so from within what we hear from our own employees, but also what we're hearing from an external environment. So from our own employees, more and more we're hearing, and we have research that shows that employees want to work for companies that share their values. Mm-hmm. There's research from Net Impact. I'm not sure how familiar you are with that research, mm-hmm. 2012. And it's 7 out of 10, I believe, workers want to work for an employer that shares their values. So we've got, obviously, we're exposed to all of this research. We're committed to get the best talent, but also to retain the best talent. We also know that by 2020, we expect to have about 50% of our workforce will be millennials, or at least a really large percentage. And we understand that millennials want to work for companies that share their values. And also we need millennials to work for Kellogg because we need to understand the millennials that are outside as well. So it truly has been in tune with what the marketplace is demanding. And it truly has become a mandatory from that point of view. It's become critical that we deliver on that purpose. So the purpose is not new. The purpose is a purpose that has been with us for a long time, which is to nourish families so they can flourish and thrive. But in today's world, that means a much more extensive sustainability program, a more impactful program with our communities. And it also means that in our day-to-day, in how we work within Kellogg, we provide the right programs and platforms where employees can really bring this home and be part of creating, seeing a difference. We've got a program called Go Green, where we support employees in their journey of what they can do to make a positive environmental impact. We have a program called Breakfast for Days, where one of our leaders in the US, as an example, one day of the month will take their team to either a breakfast club or a food bank and dedicate time to volunteer in the community. We have field trips where we take employees to meet some of our farmers and learn about the work we do in sustainable agriculture, all of these things, and then how we also continue to share it with other employees is very, very important because it shows to them that their day-to-day work has broader impact in society.
I think that's so important. And I was actually really curious about, you know, how do you connect, you know, purposes as broad, say, as the programs you've been working on improving agriculture in small farms to what your employees do every day? Because I think that's, you know, for it to be real for them, they need to be able to feel it and touch it. I think those are fantastic examples. And you also touched on there an example of how you help leaders perhaps walk the talk of these programs by taking their teams out. Are there other things that you do to get leaders right across, because it's such a large organization, to get them on board with living the purpose of Kellogg's?
Yes, leaders play a really big role within the work we're doing on purpose, of course. And they have played a really important role also in rolling out our heart and soul strategy over the last 18 months. One of the things that has been quite important for us is to ensure that as we share externally also the work we're doing on purpose, and also internally for all those critical meetings, that we have our leaders speak on why this is important. And just to give you an example, our CEO, John Bryan, spoke last year at COP21, which was the United Nations meeting conference on climate change. And he shared our commitments to decrease by 50% our greenhouse gas emissions within our supply chain by 2050. And for our CEO to do that, it already means a lot. It says a lot to our employees. It says a lot to our communities and the people who expect Kellogg to be at the forefront of this conversation. And like that example of our CEO speaking about our new commitments and how we plan to take the lead on those commitments, we have so many other examples of our VP of supply chain, our leaders for Latin America, for Europe, doing the same, showing their leadership in external forums. And then within internal forums, we have a new initiative, which we've been rolling out over the past few months, which is about getting our employees to get closer to our foods and all of the great work that takes place along that journey of our foods, in the sense of the work we do with those communities, the work we do in supporting farmers and enabling farmers to become their very best, the work we do with the communities where we operate, and the important role that the people who help us prepare, make, and package our food play in that journey as well. So this is really more of an awareness initiative, but it's also about truly understanding the more holistic impact of our day-to-day work and the company that we work for, and also educating our own workforce about what are some of these challenges that we as a company embrace and we want to be part of the solution. So we're talking about environmental and social challenges within our communities, within our environment and our planet. So there's a big awareness, but also it's almost a really critical step in helping them understand as well where we're heading with our journey.
I think that's so important to make it practical and real for people around the purpose that you're promising. Do you think purpose is something that only a large company like Kellogg can afford, or do you think smaller companies can do this as well?
I think any company can afford to do and to live, to have their purpose and to live their purpose. The scale is maybe where there might be at times a difference. But any company where the leadership and the people that make that company are committed to having a purpose and to living that purpose can do so. And there are so many creative ways in which, and we see it all the time, right? Startups really bring into life great solutions about how they are tackling some of these challenges in their communities and in the world and really coming up with very creative solutions. I think the difference is that for a company of the size of Kellogg, where we have over 30,000 employees worldwide and we operate at a global level, the opportunity of us as a company to create positive impact is just tremendous because of the scale, the business, and the amount of partners, communities that we touch, but also the amount of the millions and millions of packs of food that reach people's homes and the messaging. And the ability to create that impact through our supply chain as well is tremendous. So I think any company, and really any individual and any company, can drive purpose and can deliver on their own purpose. It's a scale where we might see some difference. And that being said, more and more, all the conversation we are having this is around really living the purpose and driving impact behind purpose is all about collaboration. And it's about working with even beyond your business, working with the communities, working with the local, with suppliers, working with other organizations that also have a stake in the same topics. And it truly is about how different organizations come together to make a difference. We have many, many examples within Kellogg of how we're driving scale and sustainable agriculture in particular behind our collaboration efforts.
Paloma, what about an organization that doesn't have the kind of proud history that Kellogg has of a founder with a very philanthropic vision? If they're trying to figure out what their purpose is and the difference that they want to make in the world, is there any advice or examples you've seen of organizations doing that to get clear on what purpose might be for them?
There are so many ways in which small companies can look at purpose, and there are so many areas in which companies and individuals can make a difference. I think for the most part, it truly starts with why was the organization born? Where is the place of that organization within the marketplace, within society? And what are the material issues that, because of the nature of that business or that organization, that particular organization can make more of a difference? So, and just to give you an example, in food, we talk quite often about the role that food companies like ours can play in delivering a positive impact in agriculture and sustainable agriculture. And even more and more, we're talking about climate smart agriculture through our work at Kellogg's. But this is because of the opportunity of feeding what we know will be having close to 3 more billion people in the world over the next 20, 30 years. Food is at the core of what we do. We are a global company. We see a social challenge around food access. And we also are very aware and embrace the challenge of climate change and how we're going to be part of that solution. Mm. So that's why sustainable agriculture is at the heart of what we do and at the heart of how we nourish planet within that soul, heart and soul strategy. For another company, whether they're in apparel, electronics, services, financial services, my suggestion would be, no matter what the size of your business is, think about what's at the heart of what you do and think about what is the social or environmental need that sits closer to the core of your business and start digging within that. And also invite other close partners and external partners to bring perspective into that discussion. Because sometimes it's hard to see purpose from within, but others will have a pretty clear understanding of where you can play a bigger role.
I think those are great suggestions. Paloma, can a commitment to purpose ever go wrong in companies, do you think?
Yes, I think we have seen examples of companies over the past couple decades where companies have work really hard to deliver on a very specific, we've seen it with certifications around food and companies making choices on, we're going to do a really good job at responsible sourcing in a specific area, but not tackling some of the things that society was really expecting on of them. I think there are examples, some examples out there, and the term that has been used for some of those examples where companies were working on issues that were important but not material, meaning not the most important issues. They've been some challenges around, are they really working on what they should be working on? Is that greenwash? Is that true purpose and true work? And so it's very, very important for companies, no matter what size they are, to really think through what are those material issues, where the expectation is that they're going to deliver value to society and that greater value, and start there before they go into other nice things they could be doing for the community and for the planet that may yet be less connected to where the core of their business or their service is.
I think that's really important. And I think the other piece where sometimes we see purpose goes a bit wrong is in the execution, that the intention's really good and the strategy's really aligned. But as I'm sure you found yourself, and I know many of our listeners will have, executing this kind of change can be much harder than it looks. And I know you helped lead an amazing change program between Special K and Chime for Change to raise funds and awareness for girls and women globally, and engaged a million people in that movement and directly benefited 25,000 women. So I wonder what lessons you might have taken away from that experience about how we execute on this kind of positive, sustainable change in the world.
Well, one of the most important learnings is that, again, going back to really putting the effort on where the material issues are and what's really core and critical for either the brand, in the case of a brand like Special K, or the business. And so there needs to always be a clear connection to the business and a clear connection to the brand. So in the case of Special K is a brand that increasingly has been moving into a space that is truly more about helping women to shine and really bringing the best in women. And these days it's really turned more into inner strength and the capabilities of women. So to find what is the role of a brand that really sits on this space of women, and how do we ensure that that cause is linked to the brand in a way that the brand can sustain it, that the brand can put all of its muscle behind that cause. So there needs to be a clear connection between the brand and the cause and the impact. There shouldn't be a disconnect. So this is one of the first things, is really thinking through, is this where we need to be as a business? Is this where we're going to create the greatest impact? Is this a clear, of course, Special K is going to be working on this, right? So this is a really important part, and it's not always easy. It can take quite a bit of time, and there is often quite a bit of validation by sharing with other women in society, consumers, and hearing back from them, does this make sense to you? Is this where you want to see this brand put in their power? Is this meaningful to you? So this is a really important part. Another learning from activating and putting cause behind our brands and behind our business and purpose really has to do with, it's a journey. So you don't necessarily always get it right the first time. It truly requires delivering on purpose, requires resilience, meaning it requires a little bit of piloting. It requires a little bit of being willing to not get it perfect necessarily the first time. But there's always a little bit of that. And we definitely have had some learnings in the sense of ensuring that we had the right programs, the right partners, that we use the right touch points to deliver the message to people in society, that we found the most engaging ways to bring people along with us, to drive awareness on the topics. And in this case, in particular, and all the opportunities that women around the world have to become the very best, and how we, meaning others, can be part of joining Special K as Special K is doing its bid. You know, what else can we all do? So there's quite a bit of learning along that. I think the other learning is that no brand and no business can take care of some of these bigger societal needs and challenges alone. Mm. So the role, I can't stress enough the role of partnerships and the importance of finding the right partners in the journey. And also finding partners to drive capability, but also scale. And at times, even credibility. Mm. Because we are a business, right? So we exist because we're a business. We have a purpose. But there are others who are working on that purpose as well and who've been doing it from a community point of view, from a truly, you know, NGOs and a number of other partners. And they bring great learnings and great ability to unlock the solutions that as companies we don't always have. So the partnership and finding the right partners along that journey is critical.
I think both of those pieces in particular, the right partners, the ability to collaborate and work with others, and the resilience to know that it doesn't always go perfectly to plan. I think any of us that have been involved in trying to help make change in the world realize that it doesn't always go right to plan, no matter how good our intentions are. And that ability to fall down and pick ourselves up is a big part of it. Paloma, are you ready for the lightning round?
Sure.
So I'm wondering, what's the most useful either positive organizational scholarship or sustainability tool or learning that you've applied in your own life personally, and why?
Personally, I have been on that search of my own purpose, and I'm not alone. I hear this from many other people who are really wanting to find a way to connect their personal purpose with their day-to-day lives. And so I think the learning for me is that every single person should ask themselves that question, you know, what is my purpose and how has my work helped me deliver on that purpose? And if we look close enough, we'll find more opportunities to live our purpose than more opportunities that not to live our purpose. And so I think there are many companies that are truly providing a lot of opportunities. I think sometimes it's just really about us as individuals staying open, seeking those opportunities, and knowing what we want to find in the companies that we work for. And also using our voice and using our ability to drive action as well from within. I think the other piece that I've learned through my own journey has been to really sharpen the two very specific skills as I try to really enable purpose within Kellogg, but also bring more people along in what we're trying to do, which again requires a lot of collaboration and requires a lot of heart from many, many, many people, which is listening skills and also storytelling. Mm. And we hear a lot these days about storytelling because, you know, the power of stories, the power of relating what is happening that we don't always share with people, but when we do, people start understanding why the work we do has greater impact. So as a company, and in my case, you know, our team in sustainability is able to relate the stories of the people that are behind our foods. And sometimes they're stories, sometimes they're real experiences when we go to the fields and they meet them. Mm. And when they hear the stories from the farmers about, you know, the fact they've been in this for four generations, the work that they're doing, the fact that they're, you know, they're the new generation has gone to school to learn more about how technology can enable a more efficient use of natural resources. It is powerful because what's sitting behind our products and behind what many companies offer as services is a huge amount of human and natural wealth. Mm. And the storytelling only helps understand how those dots connect. So I think storytelling, listening and understanding stakeholders, driving collaboration, and most importantly, knowing where you are in your own journey of your own purpose and how that connects with where you go to work every day.
I think that's great advice. What would you recommend as the must-read book for people wanting to bring out the best in themselves and others in workplaces, and why?
That's a tough question because there's so many great books out there. I can tell you about one that I've read recently, which has been very helpful to me, which I'm actually that one and a couple others that I'm reading right now. So I've recently read a book called Crucial Conversations. Great book. And that one, it's really good. From my point of view, it's excellent because it really makes you think about what motivates people and what makes people tick. And so as everything we're trying to do to drive a scalable purpose and a scalable impact means that you have to bring a lot of people along with you and help them understanding where their starting point is and their purpose and their motivation is just so, so important. And the other couple books that I'm reading right now, one is called Mindfulness and the other one is called The Power of Storytelling. Again, it does speak to the importance of understanding, you know, being present, the importance of listening to others. And that truly is all about mindfulness, knowing your place, your journey, and your purpose. And then the other book on the power of storytelling truly is, as I just mentioned earlier, the importance of being able to relate that purpose is truly about either the human or the natural component for the most part, and how we bring that to life, and being able to relate to the fact that a lot of this work really touches people's lives and really will make a big difference in how future generations live their lives in terms of quality of life from an environmental point of view and access to food. And so storytelling is really, really important.
Paloma, I think they are great recommendations. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Michelle.
Oh, it's been our pleasure, and thank you for listening. If you haven't yet attended the Positive Business Conference held each year at the University of Michigan, this is one I recommend putting in your calendar. There's always a wonderful lineup of researchers and practitioners sharing their work. And if you can't get there in person, there are live stream links you can watch online. You'll find all the details at positivebusinessconference.com, and we'll be sure to put this URL along with Paloma's recommendations on the books in the show notes. You've been listening to Making Positive Psychology Work with Michelle McQuaid. For the notes from today's show and more tested practical ways to help people move from functioning to flourishing at work, be sure to head on over to michellemcquaid.com. And if you'd like to perform a random act of kindness today, then share this podcast with a friend or colleague to help improve our workplaces. After all, as Gandhi wisely said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Until next week, take care.